This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all she has on Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump, after promising full transparency in the case, now says he doesn't understand what the fascination is. The Senate voting today on a bill to rescind billions of dollars that's already been allocated for public health and for public broadcasting. Vice President J.D. Vance broke a 50-50 tie in the Senate on a procedural vote Tuesday. Fear of another possible flooding event, this time along the Gulf Coast, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
That low pressure system crossing the peninsula of Florida, it has a chance at becoming our next named storm, which would be Dexter. But whether it becomes something or not, it will bring a lot of rain. Looks like New Orleans already in a flood watch from Thursday to Saturday. Louisiana is going to be that target for the heavy rain.
A longtime music supervisor for American Idol and her husband were found shot to death in their Encino, California home on Tuesday. Police have a suspect in custody, a burglar. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. Lack of state budget funding will force the closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans. The sites in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay will close by September. Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the agency didn't receive $1.9 million requested. Wisconsin joins a $720 million settlement against opioid drug makers. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general have reached an agreement requiring 8 opioid manufacturers to make payments. Call says that would amount to about $12 million for Wisconsin to combat the opioid epidemic. And this week, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers will be riding along with semi-truck and bus drivers around the state as part of an initiative to curtail risky driving. Troopers will use the high vantage point to look for behaviors including distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, and seatbelt violations.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily and Billy Joel on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team?
is talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Everybody.
Yo, wake up!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time to celebrate hump day.
I bust my hump every day.
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Halfway through the week.
Gosh, it is. Time flies, doesn't it?
Thank God it's Wednesday.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Yes, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. We are halfway through this work week. We're going to take a quick look at this weather forecast because we are monitoring the weather pretty closely today. Today, we are looking at increasing chances of showers and thunderstorms starting around noon, going until about 5 p.m. today. And some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall, damaging winds, and the possibility of a tornado with those as well, with high of 84. We will monitor that system and provide updates as needed throughout the morning and afternoon. If we do receive warnings, we do break into regular programming until those warnings clear for the listening area. Tonight, those shower and thunderstorms continue with a low of 59. On Thursday, gradually clearing, a high of 72. Friday, beautiful, mostly sunny, a high of 77. On Saturday, rain and shower and thunderstorm chances return, mostly cloudy, a high of 80. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 78. Currently, it is 65 degrees outside the Weicker Create Day building in the Max FM studios. We thank everyone for joining us today. The Baraboo's Farmers Market is set up in downtown Baraboo. They're getting all the tents up. As I looked out the window this morning, we see all the vendors out there getting things onto the tables. They will start at 8 o'clock and they go until 12:30 p.m. this afternoon. So stop on by, say hi to all those folks. We know that they're going to be out there. And if you want to get there, the morning is the time to do that, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. It gets busier. It gets a little warmer. Things run out, right? I've seen all of these things happen at the farmers market. So definitely get on down there this morning. They get swinging pretty early.
Yes, they do. And, you know, that is the thing. They work so hard to get everything set up, and we appreciate them being out there. So, again, that's in the 500 block of Oak Street. That is happening at 8 o'clock. They're working on setting up right now, and we are seeing increased activity in the downtown Baraboo area. And as you heard in our show opener this morning, Emily, that's a fun one. It is so accurate for this morning, to say the least.
Absolutely. Yep. Busy. Summer. Everything is moving, and we're just always excited to be involved in everything, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And this is what got a good laugh from me early this morning. What is the last word you've Googled for its pronunciation, Emily?
Oh. You know, I just had one the other day, and I'm trying to think of what it was. It was more like pronunciation and whether or not it exists, and now I'm not coming up with it. My son and I were arguing about whether it was a real word. It had something to do with, like, orthopedic or something. It wasn't anything funny, and he doubted it was a real word, and it turned out that it was. But I can't remember what I've done for pronunciation. What about you? What do you got?
Oh, well, I've done quite a few of them, because occasionally we will do things that we talk about on air, right? And so then we have to figure out how to pronounce them. And maybe it's a proper name we've talked about in the news, or an uncommon word that we rarely hear spoken about, or a common word that you try to avoid because you always trip over the pronunciation. Now, I know somebody who's going to remain nameless that will say not urban in order to say rural. And I'm not going to say who that person is this morning, because I just want to make sure I'm safe throughout the rest of my day. But and so I always try to make sure I get something with the word rural in there for that person. And analysts looked at Google search data from the past 12 months to find out which words drew the highest number of pronunciation inquiries that include things like how do you pronounce such and such a word, or pronunciation of word, and how to say such a word. I can see my messages are blowing up because the person that has difficulty saying rural is blowing up my messages this morning.
Well, it's so nice that you use the radio just to tease people, and then they don't even get to talk directly back.
Oh,
they
trust
just
me,
have to
this,
message you.
This person will talk directly back because they do have an air shift here on Max FM. So
I'm just not saying which employee it is
because
leveling the playing field.
Yes. Oh yeah, I will pay for this at some point. They may have referenced when we were talking about one of our sponsors at the fair with their sassy donkey, and they said they had one too. So I could just see all these messages popping up on the screen here this morning. We're having a lot of fun. Now, they use the words of 10 words that are tough to get right, and I'll start with the first one is croissant. In English, that's how we pronounce it, and in French is croissant. And so, you know, I can see where croissant, you know, could be difficult to pronounce, but that one I've never really had trouble with. I'll let you go with number two.
Sure, this one comes up a lot in our household because my daughter loves this dish that you can make, acai. So acai is a berry-based fruit that you can make. There's a kind of a trend happening with an acai bowl in which you do like yogurt and different berries, coconut sometimes, granola, things like that. It's a very healthy way to get your dairy and get your wheat and or grain and fruit, and you can mix all kinds of stuff in there. So we're always hearing about acai bowls. So that's a new one in my life, but I guess I've been saying it right, because that looks like acai is how you say it.
And it's
here's
looks
one that comes up
though, you know, when you see it, when you see it spelled out, it's spelled out acai, and that's what trips people up. And that's see that. I mean, that one I can definitely see on our list, and some of these are great. Number three, schedule. Maybe people were just confused by the Great British Baking Show in the UK. It's schedule, in which in the U.S. it is schedule. And so You know, I'm glad they have this all spelled out for us this morning because I did not realize the British or the UK version of it was schedule. And so.
Oh, yeah. That drives my husband insane.
I bet it does. I bet it does. Knowing your husband.
He can't stand the schedule pronunciation. He's like, those aren't the letters. That's not how you pronounce the H. Well,
he's right.
Different language, essentially, even though it's English. It is British English is different. You know, it's a different language. So got to be respectful. There's some stuff just gets. He's an English major, so stuff just gets under his skin sometimes in terms of the small things, you know.
Right. Don't sweat small stuff. It's going to be okay. In this case, I do agree with them because it's not a silent C. It's schedule, not schedule. And so the C in there. It's not silent. So I'm just going to, you know, go with that and we'll go on to number four.
Well, and some of these are understandable because some of these words are rooted in different languages. Like croissant, that's not an English word.
No, it's
so
French.
It's not pronounced. We can pronounce it however we want, but it's not an English word. Same with this next one here. We say Porsche, right? It's Porsche, and that is not an English word again. So the mispronunciation is kind of on us because we're regular, normalizing words that are actually coming from a completely different language and just making our own pronunciation. But that's fine, whatever, as long as we understand what people are talking about, you know. So Porsche, you know, the car that people like that is gorgeous and fast and all of those things is two syllables.
Yeah, it's Porsche. And it's like this next one, it's genre. It's pronounced with two syllables, you know. And I can't even mispronounce it. I'm trying to mispronounce it now, but it is genre. And so I can see where that one, because it's spelled G-E-N-R-E. And so I can see where that would happen. And by the way, if you're riding a bicycle down a one-way street, you do still have to follow the traffic laws.
I thought you were trying to say something about a genre. I was like, how are you tying that together, Dave? That doesn't even make any sense. Nope, he's just being the traffic cop out there from the second story of Third and Oak up there in the studios, 99.7 Max FM in the Waker Great Day building. Remember, Dave is always up there looking down at you. Not in a mean way, but in an observatory way.
You should be stopping at the stop signs when you're on a bike, too, as well, just saying to the guy in the black shorts and the white T-shirt. So,
dang.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Stop signs apply to bikes as well. You could ask our local law enforcement. I mean, I try to obey all the traffic laws, especially stop signs. All right. Now, what's number six on this list, Emily, before I get further distracted?
Yeah. So I think I'm saying this right. Gyroscope.
Yes.
And it looks like it's broken down to three syllables. Gyroscope. And I love the way that I'm just going to throw this out there. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to take in letters as they come flying at you when you separate, you know, the letters from the word. But listen to how they've got the pronunciation spelled out for us. J-Y-R-U-H-S-K-O-H-P. Gyroscope. It's really great. I love the way that it's spelled out like that because I don't know that we would be able to get through this segment without that. So thank you, whoever put this together.
I appreciate
So gyroscope. Yeah, I love myself a gyroscope. So that just makes me think about nostalgia from my youth of playing with a gyroscope because those are a lot of fun. This one, next one, I've always had a tough time with this next one. So I'm going to leave this one to you.
This is Worcestershire. And this is the most accepted pronunciation in American English is Worcestershire. The key is to drop the first Y and soften the C-E, and I've always been able to say that one. Now, I can't spell it, and so there is that aspect of it. So,
when I was a kid, or maybe still I say it the way that it's spelled out, Worcestershire. 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 Okay, no, I say it right, but I want to say it Worcestershire when I see it spelled out. So I'm going to say it however I want. I think people understand what I'm asking for. You know, if I'm having some kind of steak dish or a Bloody Mary, Worcestershire, please.
And that drives your husband nuts, I bet, too.
Probably. I don't know. I don't care. We'll just move on to number eight. I think we're all familiar. Familiar with a lot of us, I know, anyways, are very familiar with this definition, but it is a tough one to say as it is a French word, I think, with root entrepreneur. So that's definitely, I think I got it right. Entrepreneur. Yep. I went through the actual letters and the dashes and the things that they've got laid out for us here. Entrepreneur, again, French word. A lot of things there, the pronunciation are going to be difficult. If you saw that word for the first time and you grew up speaking American English, you're not going to know how to say that, and that's fine. We just get used to stuff, and we get it into our vernacular, and we're able to do that, and that's fine. So I had that one right.
Yeah.
This is just a test for me and Dave to see what
it is.
What?
I was laughing.
How silly we sound when we talk on the radio. Maybe somebody made us go through this to make sure that we were pronouncing things right on the radio. I don't know.
And so here's number 9 as we do wrap this up. And this one I laugh is Massachusetts, and it's with the stress on the third syllable. Chew, so Massachusetts, that's how you say it. Now, the last one on our list, Emily, I'll let you take that, and I got a quick side note before we get into our next thing.
So I think I had this one right, hierarchy. So that is hierarchy. So maybe I didn't get it right. Hierarchy, but then they've got it hierarchy. So I'm going to go back to what I'm used to. Hierarchy. Maybe yes. It's just if you say it quickly, it kind of squishes together to 3 syllables. But I really kind of like that word. I'm going to have to say there's certain words that are just satisfying to say, and that one is that for me. So, Dave, what do you got? You got a side note?
Yeah, I'm using the most misspells of the top 10 words are Massachusetts and hierarchy. Maybe we should be Googling how to spell them instead. So I just got a good chuckle out of this. When I saw this one, I'm like, we have to try to pronounce words this early in the morning. Yeah, somebody had a little bit of fun with us this morning, to say the least.
Yeah, like this is the morning show. Let's see if the morning show hosts across the country can figure out how to spell, say, and pronounce these words while they're up really early in the morning and have coffee mouth and are trying to get all the things ready in their brains. Like, I think this was a test to see if we could make it through. Well, how did we do?
I think we are a 10 out of 10 this morning based on our attempts. So we're just going to go with that.
Thank you. That's a good one.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
10 out of 10 for us. So we appreciate you as well, Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate some birthdays.
All right, send your birthdays in. There's still time.
Yes, there is still time. There's also still time to check out our big deal of day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Today only, half off a $20 certificate to Main Street Books in Reedsburg towards books, just $10. Yes, you heard me correctly. You can get a $20 certificate to Main Street Books, $10 only over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big. Here's Van Halen, Jump on Max FM.
I get up, and nothing gets me down. You got it tough, I've seen the toughest so around. And I know, baby, just how you feel. We'll be right back.
B-R-U-G-G-I-E, mop.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby? I can too.
It's such a good vibration. It's such a sweet sensation. It's such a good vibration. It's such a sweet sensation.
Now the time has come for you to get up. The rest has you better put your own letter on the rhythm and rhyme that's designed.
Ninety-nine-seven Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I'm with Allison Dairyland, also known as Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing today?
I am so great today. It is so great to be with you, Dave, and chat with your listeners a little bit more about Wisconsin agriculture.
So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're new into this role.
I am. I just started 1 week ago on Monday, so I'm fresh into this role, learning the ropes, getting the hang of it, but it is so fun to be in this role. I am from the Poinette area, so just about 45 minutes here to the east. I got started in agriculture through youth organizations like 4-H and FFA, which helped me exhibit dairy cattle at local fairs in Columbia County, develop my public speaking skills through dairy cattle judging, and form those deep-rooted relationships with friends and families really across all sectors of agriculture. This is where my love for agricultural advocacy and engaging with different communities across our state really began and, of course, still continues today. I'm a recent graduate of the University of Minnesota, where I obtained degrees in agricultural business and international agriculture. I had so many wonderful opportunities on campus to engage with agricultural-related internships and extracurriculars, which really helped me see the importance of communications, storytelling, business, and policy in promoting Wisconsin's agriculture to a wide array of audiences. I'm really excited to use these experiences, these perspectives, and these skills that I've gained now in the role as Alice throughout the next year.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and as the summer heats up, there's no better time to enjoy local ice cream and frozen custard. Now, tell us more about this, Sarah.
Great question. So Wisconsin is America's Dairyland, and no matter how you scoop it, Wisconsinites sure do love their ice cream. Our state has a rich history of producing high-quality ice cream and frozen custard from the cows on our over 5,300 dairy farms in the state, 99% of which are family-owned. So the dairy industry is truly a family affair, and it just contributes to that local experience that we have here in Wisconsin. July is the perfect time to celebrate because we are just coming off of June Dairy Month, so it keeps the celebration going and allows you to cool off with a frozen dairy delights during some of these hotter months. In our state, ice cream is affordable, it's extremely accessible, and great tasting. We have hundreds of ice cream shops and parlors, stands, and different locations throughout Wisconsin that help you find your favorite flavor and your best way to enjoy it. So there's a little something for everyone.
Oh, there most definitely is. We definitely have plenty of those in the area, thankfully. We can use cheese to make our own ice cream at home?
You can. You might be surprised to find this out, but I'm promoting a recipe this month from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin that uses mascarpone cheese to make ice cream. It takes only 4 ingredients, and it's a really easy recipe. Mascarpone cheese itself is very similar to cream cheese, but it's a little bit lighter, a little bit sweeter, and still has that decadent flavor, so it's perfect in this recipe. The other ingredients that you need are whipping cream, sweetened condensed milk, and then just salt and vanilla to taste. I forgot to mention, it's a salty vanilla, no churn mascarpone ice cream. So you don't even need an ice cream churner. All you need to do is mix it all together with a spatula. If you have a stand mixer, even better. But when you're ready, just pop it in the fridge, let it chill, and then take it out when you're ready for a little sweet treat.
That sounds delicious. Can't wait to try that. Where can we find out more information about ways to celebrate National Ice Cream Month, Sarah?
To scream your support for Wisconsin ice cream, you can visit Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, like I mentioned earlier, at wisconsindairy.org. There they have tons of recipes for all dairy products, including ice cream, activities to do with ice cream, stories from dairy farmers throughout Wisconsin, and different locations of ice cream shops, parlors, and places near you to get your ice cream fix. If you're looking to enjoy ice cream at home, I know I enjoy a pint on the couch when I'm watching my favorite TV show. You can look for the Proudly Wisconsin Dairy Badge that's found on many dairy products, including ice cream, to know that you are purchasing those authentic made, locally made Wisconsin dairy products.
That is so cool. And yes, having a pint of ice cream on the couch is the best way to celebrate in July. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate you stopping in.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure, and I can't wait to continue the relationship.
Yeah, you and I will be talking more throughout the year. That's something we're going to be working on, is have you back as a guest frequently here on 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Good morning. Welcome to the Gambit Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. It's for a property at 114 West Maple Avenue in Lime Ridge, single-family home. Details can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Also today, there's a real estate auction open house from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. for a property on Highway 23 just north of Plain. Another single-family residence just outside of Plain. More details on our website. Thursday and Friday, we have drop-off days for a July farm consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, vehicles, trailers, and much more. Again, that's this Thursday and Friday at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting items from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Check our website for more details on all of our upcoming auctions. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after 9 innings in a 6-6 tie. So for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit 3 home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring 4 batters, allowing just 1 hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a 6-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation, is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible later today and again tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Otherwise, today will be warm and muggy with a high in the mid to upper 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high in the low 70s. Your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower. Call today 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Reedsburg's Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to celebrate celebrity birthdays. If you know somebody that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you still have time to text those in to us, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, tap text, and send in those well wishes now. It is July 16th, and the first birthday on our list that I see is Luke Hemmings, is 29, 5 seconds of summer singer. Emily, who else do you see on our list today?
Sure. So, excuse me, I see Alexandra Shipp, 34 years old, Sasha in Shaft and Storm in X-Men, Dark Phoenix, Deadpool 2, and X-Men Apocalypse. That's a list right there. Also, turning 38 today is Anna Lynn McCord, She was Naomi Clark on 90210. And I can't, I think that these are talking about the reboots because there's no way that anyone from the original one is 38. Just saying.
No way. That has to be the reboot because no way. Unless she was very young. And I don't remember. I didn't watch a whole lot of 90210, full disclosure. And so.
Oh, no. Too busy watching cop shows, huh?
Well, I was probably busy doing things outside at that age. So, but yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, that's one of those I don't know. But anyways, we digress.
We do. But we are not digressing enough to not wish Rosa Salazar a happy 40th birthday today. She played Alita on Battle Angel, the name of the show, excuse me, is Alita Battle Angel, Brenda in the Maze Runner movies, and Alma in Amazon's Undone. Also, Carly Lloyd is 43 today, soccer Olympian and 2015 World Cup winner. Whew, that's a feat. Boy, that's awesome.
That's
Who else do you
list.
See in here, Dave?
Jeremiah is 46. Timid guidance counselor Emma Pillsbury on Glee, and Heroes Waitress on Charlie's Heroes, and ADA Keen on NBC's Trial and Error. I've never watched that show either. Chris Pontus is 51. We know him from MTV's Wild Boys and another show I can't say on air. Corey Feldman is 54. The mouth of the Goonies and Teddy in Stand By Me, and Edgar in Lost Boys.
Three of my favorite movies ever.
That is a good one.
Thank you,
one.
Corey Feldman, for making my youth what it was.
Who else do you see on our list today?
Sure. Kowalczyk is 54, live singer-songwriter. Will Ferrell is 58, everybody.
Woo-hoo,
give him a hand.
Funny
He's
man.
Quite accomplished, very funny. Some of his movies I'm a fan of, some of them I'm not. I feel like he's kind of always like typecasted. I don't know.
Which
I think other
not,
people like him more than I do.
Which one you
I mean,
not
I feel like
of?
He plays the same character in most of the movies.
Well, okay.
I just am not a huge fan. Sorry,
nice.
Will. Happy 58th birthday, though.
No,
I just am. I'm like one of the only people on earth that I'm not a huge fan of his. But
okay.
Anyway, we'll have to bust that out later in a side convo.
Yes.
Phil Hellmuth Jr. is 61. He is a poker star. Actually, I know somebody here that I have known for quite a long time who went pretty far with poker, and Phil was hanging around in his haunts here locally and hung out with him a bunch. So I've actually crossed paths with Phil, and I don't know him at all, but I just like to drop that name. Anyway, Phoebe Cates, don't know her, but she's 68. She, of course, played Linda in Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Kate in Gremlins.
Oh.
Again, thank you for creating my youth for what it was,
Gremlins.
Phoebe Cates. Appreciate it. I would not be the same if it wasn't for the movie Gremlins, just
no.
saying. Apparently, she's married to Kevin Kline. I did not know that, so I'm not keeping up with her. Sorry. Phoebe, I know you're listening.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. We have Michael Flatley is 67, the Lord of the Dance. Stuart Copeland, 73, drummer of the Police. We know their songs, Don't Stand So Close to Me, and Roxanne, which I'm not going to try to do. And then, of course, Every Breath You Take. We have Ruben Blade, 77, Daniel Salazar in Fear of the Walking Dead. And last but not least on our list, Jimmy Johnson, 82 years old. We're not talking about the race car driver. We're talking about the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins, and now co-hosts the NFL pregame show on Fox. And so, yes, that one is a big one. And normally we don't talk about those people who have passed, but this one kind of just popped up. Orville Redenbacher, he would have been, I don't have his age, but he passed away in 1995, born in 1907. We know him as the bow tie popcorn guy, and we know my love of popcorn, and so I would be remiss if I didn't pop in with Orville Redenbacher this morning.
Ooh, nice. I would also be remiss, because we know my love of dance, to not mention Miss Ginger Rogers, who is no longer with us either. She passed in 95. Of course, she was Fred Astaire's dance partner. Let me rephrase. He was her dance partner. Boom. Ginger was beautiful.
Yes.
Anyhow, those are our celebrity birthdays. I want to give a little side note to harken back to a story we talked about either late last week or the beginning of this week. Don't remember, all the days blend together. About the gentleman in France who left his wife behind at a convenience store during a road trip. I don't know if anything ever came about from that, but I was talking to my sweet dad and stepmom, Ron and Joanne, yesterday while we were watching my daughter play softball, and I kind of shared that story because they often listen to our show in the morning.
Right.
And they missed that one, but they started giggling, and I said, well, what's so funny? And they said, well, can you imagine if someone ever did that on a tandem bike ride? And I said, excuse me?
Ah.
And apparently that happened to them. Yep.
What?
My dad They went to the gas station on a bike ride, and he was so excited to continue the bike ride that went and got on a tandem bike and rode away without my stepmom.
What? How did he
now, my dad
notice?
Is a very nice guy, and this is, he, I think, suffers from a little bit of the squirrel issue that we do. So I think he was just really excited to hop back on and ride, and it was a momentary thing. It wasn't, like, left behind for hours. It was, like, a hot second, but still. Getting on a tandem bicycle, that's a two-person bicycle. Come on. So right. I told them I was going to mention it on the radio, and they were just giggling. They're lovely people. Things happen. They were laughing a lot about it. But, yeah, it was one of those moments that they were giggling so hard that they couldn't speak or really breathe for a moment. So I wanted to bring that around because we do have a tandem bicycle. It's been seen around the Baraboo area and in the Weicker Great Day building, sometimes being ridden solo by a certain someone around the building inside. So just giving you guys all an image. But, yes, that did happen. That's a true story. And I think that takes the cake from the dude in Paris. Just
I
saying.
I do, too.
I'll leave you all with that. It's hard to ride a tandem by yourself.
Right.
I mean, you really do notice when there's not someone behind you. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. You definitely do. I mean, and I can appreciate that. And so I'm not the person who's ridden the tandem bike around the building as much as I've been thinking about doing it with one arm. Definitely not trying it. But... You know, I will do other stupid things, but that is not one of them because, you know, no, I'm behaving myself because I want to get out of this sling because, you know, wearing this in the summer is such a great feeling, to say the least.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's the greatest thing in the world.
It is.
Only to be compared with my poor mom who's laid up with a broken ankle, so she's one-footed. So this happens at almost the same time between you two, and I was just like, oh, man.
I know. You and I were talking about that, so I definitely feel for her this morning. So,
oh, yeah.
We will be back with you at 8:10 this morning, but before we do that, well, I want to remind everyone about our big deal today. It's half off a $20 certificate over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. You can get that $20 certificate to Main Street Books in Reedsburg, just 10 bucks. You get to buy books half off today only. Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com, shop local, and save big. And that is a huge one. So I've got to go over and get my certificate because I want to go check Main Street Books out in Reedsburg. This is a perfect excuse to do that. So, yes, books. It's a good thing. I'm excited about this one. I saw this one pop up this morning. I'm like, gotta go get one of these. Gotta go get one of these. And this goes until 11:59 tonight as well. So got a little bit of time to do that. So I've got to go do that. And Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about dog adoptions on the rise because of Superman.
All right. That's such a good topic. I can't wait.
Me neither. I saw that this morning. It just warmed my heart. So we'll talk about that in 8:10 this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yourself a happy home with Handy Harry.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Main Street Books. This downtown Reedsburg gem celebrates 17 years of providing the best in used books to the community. Their bargain cart is always available to help you support local causes. Keeping the Reed in Reedsburg one book at a time, visit Main Street Books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Motor up.
This is 99.7 FM Barra.